Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 289.
Well, I'm drinking this.
You're drinking this.
I am.
I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
So I had enough this weekend.
Yeah, but you had enough drinking?
I had plenty of drinking this weekend. So okay. Anyway, this is episode
289. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
The Wino Nard. And this is Ray.
Yes. I'm a little tipsy. I've been drinking wine. You guys.
This is Maynard's code for I'm easy.
I'm easy.
I've had a couple glasses of wine.
You guys got me. Well, I thought I could share this wine with you guys. Okay, you guys are serving steak tonight. So I thought bringing wine, red wine, would be good. But I didn't know you guys are not wine drinkers. Or
well, we are wine drinkers. I usually don't drink red wine because it gives me severe headaches. And Tyler was drinking some of my beer I bought that I didn't like too much. So he's finishing it up.
It's a full moon. Full moon, right?
No, this is a full moon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have seen that before, yeah. Right. But I thought it was a blue moon, but it's a full moon. It was
well, that's a new brand version of their blue moon that they have. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I haven't tried it. I should have drank wine, beer instead. Yeah. But anyway, okay, welcome everyone to episode 289. I don't know if I got it right. Yeah, I think that's the right number, 289. Well, 11 more to go. It's going to be 300. We have to do something for 300.
Ooh, we have to wear these little leather thongs and red capes and
helmets. Oh, it's we can rent the costume for that.
And share brotherly love.
Uh-huh. That's right. And then fight the Persians.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we get to beat up Sharam.
We get to beat up Sharam. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that to Persian bear. Okay. Okay, so what's been going on with you, Ray, this weekend? What did
you guys do? Busy weekend, folks. You know, Halloween.
Halloween. So. What were you this weekend?
We were iPhone apps.
You were iPhone apps. Oh, yeah, you sent the pictures. But one is iTop and one is iBottom.
That's right.
Okay.
And if you'd been in town, we could have done iVerse, iFist.
iFist.
iShower.
Oh. What else?
I suck.
No. Well, I didn't have. Were there other shirts? Where did you guys get those shirts?
I made them.
You made him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? Yes. You printed it? You just ironed?
Just buy you some iron-on, some little iron-on things. And
you printed it?
Printed it out and ironed it on.
Oh. Okay. So. You know, Apple's going to go after you because they don't like infringement, you know.
Bring it on. Please. Everybody loved it. I mean, we kept getting stopped. We got stopped by a straight couple that was there that was like, oh, my God, that is too funny. Okay. And then I got a couple comments today. It's like, that's really putting personal information out there, isn't it? And I said, hello.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's
people do it in their profiles.
Oh, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed that I'm a top.
Okay. I'm not ashamed. I'm a power versatile.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
But, well, you said. What did you see any good costumes? The best costume I saw was the Jake, John and Kate costume. There's this little Asian guy with his fag hag, and she had the new Kate haircut.
Okay.
And he was walking around with like all these babies sewed onto the front of his chest. It was cute, very cute. I thought that was one of the better ones I saw.
That's got to be scary. Any Michael Jackson? No, nothing. No.
I don't remember seeing any Michael Jackson. One I saw that it took me a little while to figure out, but do you remember there's a scene in Blade Runner? Well, one of the guys is in, like, white underwear, and he has on the plastic raincoat thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a guy walking around like that, and I'm like, what the hell is he supposed to be?
What is he?
It's one of the characters in Blade Runner.
In Blade Runner. Wow,
and it just so took me, retro. And somebody had said, isn't that Blade Runner? I was like, Blade Runner, exactly. So, but there's some interesting stuff out there. There's some interesting stuff. Our friends James and Justin went as
Miss Piggy and Kermit. That was on the picture.
And, y'all, Justin's a big old girl.
Did he act it? Did he act?
He had on his heels. He had on his piggy nails. He had on his snout. He was smoking a cigarette and blowing smoke out of his snout. It was the funniest thing. Had on his blonde hair. He was totally Miss Piggy. And James as Kermit was kind of cute too, because you know he's short. And
he's shorter, smaller. Got a
little fire plug, but it was funny. Yeah. So, you know, our buddies Clay and Chris, they showed up as a coach and a football player. Imagine that.
Coach and a football player.
Well, I think Chris was supposed to be a tight end receiver. I'm not sure.
Oh.
So, you know, let's see. What else? Did I see any of our other friends that we had?
iPhone apps. That's awesome. So,
well, I stole that from somebody. You know, I can't take credit for it. I stole it from some people from Louisiana. But I made mine easy. They had did all this work, or they did all these cutouts and stuff and had it hanging around their neck.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, no, ma'am. Made this easier. I was like, ooh, iron on.
Yeah, iron is
white t-shirt, iron, print it out, you know, put it in Photoshop, fix it up, and iron it out.
Yeah, you should teach me one of those. I want to make some more shirts like that, like, you know, the man, the legend shirts, the one that Brett's got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he lives up to the legend.
Yeah,
they don't call him Horse Brett for nothing. But it was a good weekend. James Justin's party for a little while, and then we went and hit the Montrose area. Mm-hmm. And of course,
did you see the contest?
We didn't see the contest. No, we got down there too late for the contest because it took us 30 minutes to find somewhere to park.
Mm-hmm.
But we went and had a good time. So.
Yeah, it's in Pacific Street. They always have a contest on
they block off the street, so it's all, they should block this. They should block that thoroughfare off every weekend, just because there's. Keep people from getting run over by drunks, but
no. But it's nice to in the Montrose area here in Houston. It's always good to do a bar tour there, going through the Pacific Street. But you want it closed because people get run over.
Well, no, I mean there's a lot of traffic between JR's and South Beach going over to the mine and walking around.
Yeah,
and just that little section that should block it off every weekend, and people would hang out more. And that you know they'd hang out more, I think, but. Mm-hmm. And not get run over. Because, you know, there's a lot of times I've seen people about to get run over, so.
Yeah. I haven't been to the bars for a long time. I should be going.
Well, you live too far out to go to the bars by the time you get in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was in New Orleans this weekend. Well,
that's right. You had Voodoo Fest.
The Voodoo Fest. And it's, it was fun. We got to see Kiss. We got to see Kiss and, yeah, what is it? I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. That was fun.
Were they in full makeup?
Yes. Cool. They were full makeup. I thought they were going to be, like, no makeup and everything. They were performing. Actually, they did. They just had makeup on and they did the flaming thing. Gene Simmons ate fire and it was on a sword. And it was. I took videos of it. Yeah. I don't know if I can post it, but it was awesome. Have you seen a Kiss concert before?
Nope.
No, you haven't?
The only Kiss concert I've ever seen was the one where they did that after school special thing that time where they had, like, superpowers and...
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. A very long time ago. So, that's the only thing I've ever seen. I've always wanted to see him in concert, but I've never had the chance, so...
Yeah, you should watch him. It's really awesome. And Gene Simmons was lifted up in cables.
Yeah.
And on the top, and he kept singing. There was a microphone in the top of the stage, and... He was singing, and then they were playing and everything, and it was good. And the guitar player was shooting pyrotechnics from his guitar.
Yeah.
And it's just really a spectacle. It's just an awesome concert.
Well, it's Kiss. Really, I mean, they were a spectacle Kiss. Back in the day, so.
Greatest band in the world! Yeah, they were awesome. It's really fun. Really fun watching Kiss. Are they here yet? Okay. Anyway, okay, so that's what you watched. Actually... Saturday night was the most important night for us because we had to wear zombie makeup. Yeah, I was telling you about that.
Just so you know, Halloween's over. You can take the makeup off now.
let me wash my face over it, okay? Yeah, you'll see on the album artwork, Mike and I are wearing our costume for that evening. Okay, we went there. The reason why we were zombies that evening because there's this... there's this group called, you know, the New Orleans Bingo Show or something like that. They wanted to beat the world record from the UK, which they had 4,026 zombies all in one place. So that's what we did. We tried to do it, and we only ended up in 1,701. Mm. So it didn't have that much publicity. So we had, you know, I think they only started it last Monday, the Monday before the Saturday. So, well, not bad, 1,700 yeah. For yeah. 5 days or 6 days.
And then you plan ahead and do it for next year.
Yeah. Yeah, they did say, we're going to try this again next year. So, yeah, I hope we do have, we do get a chance next year to break the record. But I could imagine if we do break the record and there's going to be some kind of a dance routine and people dancing, that'd be awesome.
Thriller! Yeah.
Thriller!
See if they done this time, they can do the whole Thriller thing.
Yeah. We can do that, yeah. And it was fun. It was a good concert. We also saw, yesterday we saw Lenny Kravitz, Flaming Lips, and The Pogues. Actually, Lenny Kravitz is pretty good, huh?
Are you going to Walk My Way?
Walk Your Way. Yeah, it's one of his songs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sang that, yeah. And then American Woman! And this he's pretty good. He's a pretty talented guy.
But the big question, did you get to see Eminem?
No, we didn't because it rained so hard.
Oh, so you'll stick out for everybody else, but you won't stay there and hang out with Slim Shady and the White Boy. I see how you are. You don't own an umbrella?
But we stayed with the Kiss. We stayed on with the Pogues. Yeah, we didn't because it was really raining hard. And I was soaking wet. They had raincoats. I was soaking wet. I came from work, went there with my work shirt, and got all wet, the whole thing. So, I don't know. It's
Maynard saw all the bears running around. He got all moist.
Yeah. There were a lot of bears there, too. And I heard from our friend Bob.
Bitter Bob?
Bitter Bob. No. Not Killer Bob. Bob from Boston or from Malden, Massachusetts. He's told me that there's some bears from Boston who came over there, but I don't know if they went for Voodoo Fest. Yeah, so it was fun. I mean, the whole day yesterday was Lenny Kravitz, and we had to go home the next day. It's really just a fun concert. So you guys listening, maybe you can. If you want to go, let me know. Guys, go to Voodoo Fest next year. You should check it out. It's try to be at the zombie thing. I'm sure we're gonna break it next year. So it'd be nice. We're gonna have a dance routine or something.
Right. We can start scheduling to a whole bear dance routine, zombie thing.
Bear dance routine.
Calling bears everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, so what else do we have here? Let me see. Oh, okay. I was talking about earlier. Okay, you're a big comic book fan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Tyler was too. Is too. But I am. I used to collect comic books when I was young. And when I arrived in Texas, I started collecting comic books too. Just a little. Like Manowar, a little bit of Green Lantern. But now... do you still collect?
No.
Before you moved,
before I moved,
you had so much comic books in you.
Yes, I stopped collecting because it was becoming a financial burden. So.
But not much of the space, is it?
Well, yeah, it takes up a lot of space, and it also costs a lot of money.
How much is a comic book right now?
I don't know. I think they're a dollar and something now. Probably almost $2. Depending on, it might be more than that now. I don't know. Mm. I haven't looked at one in a while. A new one.
Yeah. Actually, why I brought it up, because I was... Where was I? I was surfing a little and found this iPhone app called Panfly. Is that right? Panelfly.
Okay.
I have my notes here. Panelfly for the iPhone. Marvel signed up with them or is working with Panelfly. And it's basically digital copies of the comic books on your iPhone for 99 cents each. What's good about it is you get to read issue number one of Spider-Man. How else now that you can read the first issue of Spider-Man? You have to buy the comic book for how much? $100? $200 comic book?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's reprints.
Reprints, you have to look for it. But now you can actually read the comic books for 99 cents, or maybe a little bit more. But I'm sure it's just 99 cents for the original.
I think that's awfully small to try to do that on an iPhone.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Maybe they got it set so you can forward through each panel. You're not looking at the whole page you see.
Yeah, you can zoom in, zoom out, just like a picture. Okay. You can pinch in, pinch out, and then swipe onto the next page. You can do that. But you can double tap to zoom in and double tap to zoom out. Yeah, and it's just like any other photo. and then you can swipe. But what's good about it, you know, save the trees, you know.
Yeah.
For 99 cents, you don't have to print.
Well, that's true. Well, you know, I think one of the things we talked about at Comic-Con, Stan Lee, he was doing that whole online deal.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like comic book, semi animated, lots of music, voice, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, it's got voice?
Mm-hmm.
Stanley's doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anyway.
I'm trying to remember the name of the comic, but I can't. But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so right now, what they have on Panelfly is they have X-Men, Iron Man, and Spider-Man. So right now, actually today, the application is free. But then buying the comic book is 99 cents. Yes. So what you do is, yeah, you download it. And then I guess the way it works is you buy it, and then it goes through iTunes. iTunes buys it for you. Or, the application buys it for you through, you're billed by iTunes, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I'm going to
expect. It's all controlled by iTunes.
Yeah, it's all Apple. So Apple is controlling us all. Anyway, so that, and I'm expecting my, I got X-Men Age of Apocalypse number one. It's the, it's kind of a future thing that Wolverine's got a daughter, and Magneto is now acting like Professor Xavier, saving the world from him. So, it's pretty good. I think it's a good start. So, you should check it out. Would you consider it? Instead of getting paper?
I don't know. I like to hold my paper comic books. And
you like paper comic books?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's listening down there.
I guess you're the whole collector's item thing then.
Yeah. You can resell those. And yes. You want to collect it. And,
but I mean, it has its place too. I mean, in the digital age, you know, it does save trees and stuff. So.
Yeah. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can resell digital stuff. But listeners out there.
No, see, it stops you from reselling digital stuff.
Oh.
So then you don't have collectors because you can't resell it. So if somebody wants to see it, they have to buy it from Marvel. They can't go buy it from a reseller.
Yes. So. I guess that's why they sign up with Panelfly. I think it's a good idea. 99 cents. I think graphic novels would be the same price. So maybe a little bit more. But I'll get to see it as soon as it gets.
Well, the good thing is, excuse me, I can't stop yawning tonight. Is if there's a kind of, if you quit like me, like I quit collecting stuff a while ago, if I want to go pick back up, I can go find the episode where I left off, or the book that I left off, and start from there and go forward.
Yeah.
And catch up. So.
Right now, I intend to read, if I could find it. I know there's just a click away or a swipe away to look for Spider-Man number one. Amazing Spider-Man? Amazing Spider-Man number one? I mean, that would be good. Okay, so yeah, check it out. If you have an iPhone, check out Panelfly on the iPhone. Go to the iTunes Store. Okay, so what else is going on?
Fried Twinkies and fried Oreos?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to talk about that. It's a Voodoo Fest. One of the reasons why you go to Voodoo Fest, it's not only the music, but it's also because of the food.
So it's like Renfest?
It's like Renfest, but food is a lot better than Renfest, than Texas Renaissance Festival. But they have their lots of pasta food and gumbo, you know, Louisiana stuff. But they also have their fried Twinkies and fried Oreos. Have you actually tried one?
What?
Fried Twinkies.
Well, I've tried a lot of Twinkies.
And a Twinkie.
And you can kind of, and when they, kind of Twinkie. And when they leave here, you could say they've been fried because they're kind of greasy.
Yeah, I just learned how
in
to.
In a spot.
At a what?
They're kind of greasy in a spot. So you can say they're fried Twinkies.
Okay. Let me see. I was talking to my friend John. He was with us at the Voodoo Fest. He was also a zombie with us. And it's pretty easy to make a fried Twinkie. You freeze it. And then when it's all frozen and hard, then you fry it. You deep fry it.
Don't they dip it in something and fry it, or they just fry it?
No, just, I guess the healthier, because it's going to suck up a lot of oil by itself. So you just make the outside crispy and the inside really soft, and that's it. I think that's what I ate that. You don't necessarily have to dip it on breading or something.
Okay.
But you do that with a fried Oreo. No, that was good. I tried the fried. I think the fried Oreos were better than the fried Twinkies.
But how are you eating Oreos? You can't drink milk.
Well, I know, you're right. They served it just in small cardboard boxes or cardboard plates. And I don't think they served milk there at the concert, no? At Budapest, no, they don't. Okay, so that, I got to try it. Have you ever tried it? I took a bite. Because it's really...
No, because, I'm addicted to sweet things, so I'll try not to try anything that's sweet.
Yeah, I would imagine it's going to be 1,000 calories just...
Yeah.
One Twinkie, and the Oreo by itself is about 500, because it's just per cookie, 500 calories maybe. I would imagine it's that high. Yeah, but I didn't want to eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, where's Tyler? Tyler's supposed to be in here. Maybe he's on the phone.
No, he's coming.
Okay, listeners out there, actually our friend from San Diego, Tyler's here, and he's walking the dog, his walking buddy right now. Maybe he's stuck. Maybe he's on the phone.
No.
Oh, there he is. Okay. We're waiting for you. Yes, we are. It's okay. Yeah.
That's okay. We've talked about all the good stuff.
We talked about you already. No, I'm kidding. No, sit over here. Okay. Oh, you're going to pee? Okay.
He's got to take a potty break.
Are you going to? Okay. All right. So, moving on. Michael Jackson. Let's talk about Michael Jackson.
He's dead. Let's drop the topic. He's dead.
You
he's
really
dead.
Don't want to talk about it? You don't want to watch
Michael
This Is
Jackson
It?
Michael Jackson is dead. No, I do not want to watch This Is It. He is dead. The man rest in peace.
All right. Okay. Because I think I'm going to watch it one time, the movie. But, okay. I don't want to talk about it. It's fine.
I might watch it if it comes on reruns on cable or something. But I'm not planning on going to spend my money to go watch it.
Yeah. I think Mike's the same way. He doesn't like it. Oh, buddy.
Go home.
Okay.
Home.
Go.
Bad dog.
Okay. Don't you give him treats after?
He's on treat restriction right now.
Oh really? What did he do?
Well, he gets where he wants to beg for treats all the time, but he won't eat them. He'll beg for them and tear them up and won't eat them.
Oh really?
And makes a mess. Yes. And he gets in that habit, and you have to just quit giving him treats for a while and slut back down on him, and then he'll quit doing it. Mm. But he'll just sit there and beg all night for treats.
Wow.
So, it's a vicious cycle.
It's a good thing I don't have a dog for now.
That's right, your dog will be dead because you're never home.
Oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Mike and I just can't.
You have to get a little pocket teacup chihuahua or something you can carry around your little handbag, Dolce & Gabbana handbag or something.
Yeah. I just can't have any pets right now. If Mike moves, then probably that's the best time to get a pet. Even Mike says he wants to adopt someone. Oh, have a seat. Okay. Come on, Tyler. Okay, joining us today is Tyler from San Diego. Hi, Tyler.
Hello.
Hello. He's been busy walking the dog. How are you, Tyler? I haven't seen you for a few weeks.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I think I just got eaten alive.
Skeeters.
Oh no, you're gonna lose weight.
The Texas skeeter said, "Oh my God, sweet meat."
Foreigner.
He gives off that California surfer vibe. Let's go suck him dry.
Mm-hmm. So, this is the second time I've seen you this in the past few weeks now. Wow, how's your stay this time?
It was good.
It's good.
Good weather.
It's getting cooler here, right? Since Louisiana, it was a little bit cooler too. It's in the upper 60s or mid 60s.
Yeah, it was a very nice weekend here.
It's a beautiful weekend.
Did it rain, right? I think?
It rained Thursday. Good.
And then Friday it cleared up and it was gorgeous.
Yes, it was Thursday.
Saturday was gorgeous down in Galveston for the Biker Fest.
Oh, yes, that's something else. We went to Galveston. It was Biker Weekend.
Oh, how was it?
You'd have been in heaven.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Maynard would have been like
Daddy Bear Bikers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maynard would have disappeared off the face of the earth because he'd went and rubbed on some big old bear biker's belly, and he'd be never heard from again.
Oh.
We'd be getting reports. I saw Michael. He was on the back of somebody's bike. He's a biker bitch.
So it's just bikers there, or is it really an event?
It's an event.
It's an event. There were thousands
of bikers.
Yes, I mean, thousands.
Wow.
I mean, you couldn't even hardly get up and down the seawall.
The strand.
The seawall.
Oh, Seattle Road?
Yeah, seawall. Because it was so packed. I mean, they're all set up in the RVs out there. we went to the spot and had a hamburger, and they had the Hoochie Babes out there washing your bikes for $20 for charity, and bikinis and high heels, and it was just funny. So.
Wow. The whole Saturday, you guys just went there. Just you didn't know,
did
you?
We didn't know. We went down, take care of some HAB business, and we just ran into that. And it's like, why are these people on the road today? Why are there so many bikers on the road? And we got down there and found out why. So, Leonard Skinner was performing Saturday night.
Oh, they were there.
Yeah. So Pat Green performed Friday night, but apparently it poured on them. So
you stayed there the whole day? Just
no, just no, a few just hours. Yeah, we're back by like 3 or 4. Yeah, we had to come back. We had Halloween today.
Oh, that's right. Okay, it's Saturday. So. Yeah, we were just talking about your costume.
Great.
Eye top and eye bottom.
It was a hit. It was a huge hit.
Was it really? It's so easy.
It's apparently a hit in California, too, wasn't it? With all your friends.
Yeah. Ours was in California. Yeah.
What did you... Did you guys see that somewhere before? Or...
Ray thought of it himself.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. I stole the idea from some people from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
So...
I just
improved it. I just made it iron-on. I made it easy.
See?
Yeah. So many things you can do with iron-on.
That's right.
At Bourbon Street, just walking around there, they're kind of the usual, you know, demons and the fairies and stuff. But one of the funny ones that I saw was the Facebook... costume walking around with the web page of Facebook, and when his face is one square,
that'd be
like that, walking around with Facebook and so
updates.
friends updates on the left, so it's pretty good.
But that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
one of the best ones we saw was the hot little Twinkie muscle boy who had got spray painted, and he looked like he was an alien. He was blue with yellow kind of like polka dots, and he had pointed ears. It was hot.
He kind of looked like Mystique
from X-Men?
Yeah, like a cross between Mystique and Mr. Spock.
Yeah, like an alien kind of thing. It was really well done.
It was hot.
It was hot. Was it all blue and then something very skimpy or something? Or?
No, just jeans. It went down to his jeans. He had no shirt on. It was all spray painted. Had pointed ears.
Wow.
I was like, can you take the jeans off?
You know, I keep missing this. Because whenever it's a Halloween, I'm always in New Orleans for...
Voodoo Fest.
For Voodoo Fest. And if the Voodoo Fest comes in early in the week, or Halloween is a midweek, let's say on a Wednesday or on a Thursday, then I can go. And then on the weekend, Voodoo Fest is on. Then that's when I don't miss Houston Halloween, where they block up the streets. Yeah,
so it is a good time. I think there's a lot of people out partying, having a good time. So.
And James is just, you were there too, I guess.
I was there.
Okay.
Wow. I was there. I made an appearance.
You made an appearance. What did you like there? The costumes, besides James and Justin's Miss Piggy and...
At their house or just the night in general?
Well, the night in general.
I thought the guy that did the blackmail was kind of clever. It was
blackmail?
Yeah. Sir Robert Helms.
Mm-hmm.
He had on a black shirt and then he had a postage stamp on it. Like a naked guy, and it was blackmail. Did it?
Blackmail.
So, and the postage stamp was very suggestive of a male figure nude, and I was like, damn, if that postage stamp's like that, I'd go back to get this.
How much
kind
was it? 25 cents?
I don't know. But that was cute. But the black male
was
cute.
Very subliminal. It was very
You had to pay attention because you just saw him wearing this thing. It's like, what is that? Of course, it was very dark at the ripcord and very packed. So
you were at the ripcord?
Yeah.
I thought you were just in the streets.
Well, we were, but
we went everywhere.
Then you drifted off to Ripcord. Okay.
Well, we started there, and then we went back to the mining shaft.
Mining company.
Never get it right. And then JR's. And then back to the Ripcord.
Might as well be a mining shaft. Yeah.
So, yes, but it was quite an interesting all night.
We were only at Lafitte's and Bourbon, but that's it.
I take that back. The best costume was the your friend that dressed up as the OxyClean guy.
Billy
Mays.
He was
perfect. I mean,
who was it?
I don't. Well,
God, I can't remember his name now.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. Was he carrying around the OxyClean?
Yes, he had put the whole blaze, the black spray paint in his hair and the beard. And you'd been all excited.
Really? Did he have powder on his nose?
No, he didn't do that. But apparently, Billy Mays' son was supposed to be telling people, as in fun, in honor of his father, to dress up as him and do stuff. He said, you know, don't get too grotesque about it, but he said, you know, I understand people want to poke fun, and my dad would appreciate it, you know, and stuff like that. So apparently there's some kind of contest somewhere about Billy Mays. So.
Oh. Maze costume. OxyClean. Was he talking loud?
No, no. He just
No, you're supposed to be that way.
He just had his bottle of OxyClean and his that blue shirt and white pants or whatever on. So it was pretty funny though.
Oh wow. Well, over there at Bourbon Street, a couple of friends of ours. Well, actually, Mike's roommate, Mark, and a couple of friends from Oklahoma, Jim and Ray. They were wearing purple tutus, running around and being so loud. They're supposed to be some kind of cheerleader that I don't understand, but they were just so loud and just obnoxious that evening. But they were having fun.
So. Okay, we were having a discussion earlier. I hate to interrupt.
What?
We were talking about Heroes and Glee.
Oh, that's right.
Some interesting theories we got here.
There's a mix of characters from the same...
Yes.
From one is the mother of Claire.
Which the real mother.
The real mother.
The biological mother of Claire. Fire mother. This is the Glee director's wife that's faking the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And now, and then, of course, the original, what's her name, the girl that Hero fell in love with, she's now,
Charlie,
is now the guidance counselor. And we were also thinking about some other cross-reference things that, because tonight in Heroes, what's his name, made a comment about, what are you throwing, was it about?
This isn't a spilled slushy, what did he say?
This isn't a spilled slushy. Yeah, on the face. And then,
And there's another comment too, wasn't there? That kind of cross-referenced.
Well, I thought maybe the uniforms, the cheerleading uniforms.
Yeah, we thought about the cheerleading uniforms, but they're not. So
maybe that was some kind of a spin-off. That's why Glee was at Comic-Con. Don't you think?
No. Glee was at Comic-Con because it's a geeky show. But
well, I don't know.
So
maybe that's the only connection I could get.
So, well, we're trying to figure out if anybody knows. Shoot us an email about what the connection is between.
It's got to be like behind the camera, like a writer.
Either the writers, producers, or casting director, or there's some there's something there.
Some connection.
Maybe Michael McAllister from San Diego knows. You know Michael? I don't know if you know Michael.
That name doesn't sound familiar.
No, I don't think he's met Michael.
So. Yeah, I met Michael. Yeah, he's around there with the Comic-Con people.
You'll have to ask old Cowboy Dave. Maybe he can.
Maybe he knows.
Cowboy Dave might. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah. What's up with him? What's up with Cowboy Dave? He's just concentrating on Comic-Con?
That's pretty much all he does.
Really?
His company, yeah. I mean, it's a $150 million event every year. I mean, that's a full-time job almost.
I guess, yeah.
They do other lesser comic conventions, but I mean, obviously Comic-Con's the big kahuna.
Okay, I intend to go this year. No, next year, 2010. I want to go this time.
Uh-huh.
I have to tell Mike. I have to tell, because Mike has these plans, but it usually goes on the first week.
Book your hotel now.
Book the hotel
or find out where you're going to stay now.
Are you booked already?
No.
Oh, you have friends.
Please, I don't have money to go buy groceries. What are you talking about? Go book a hotel.
You can stay at Carl's. Or can stay with Michael. That's right.
You can stay with Michael. Michael would love that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So, I know. I might not even have a place to stay this year.
Probably not.
Somebody might not be there.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Somebody might be moving. Yeah, okay. Well, Comic-Con next year. What are any dates?
It's always the last weekend.
The last weekend of July.
July.
Yeah.
It's always the last weekend of July. Okay, yeah. I have to plan that. I hope so. Yeah.
Dude, it's way fun. It is way fun. San Diego's hopping that weekend.
Yeah. When is Pride?
Pride is the last weekend of June.
Last week of June. I think.
It used to be the same weekend, and this is the first year that they split them because it was just too much. People couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that's right. San Diego couldn't handle it.
There was not enough hotel rooms. There wasn't enough rental cars. There wasn't enough restaurants. Yeah. I mean, it was just too many people. For somebody told me that San Diego Pride's bigger than LA. It's bigger than Long Beach. It's one of the biggest prides on the West Coast. Probably not.
I'm really intrigued with this San Diego thing. I don't know. Maybe I should go on a non-event day or just to check it out. Because
nice. Go check it out. Once you can crash at Carl's place.
Yeah. And it's
Carl will volunteer in your house. And
Carl, sorry. We're going to stay at your place.
And Jeffrey's coming out, too.
Yeah. Which Jeffrey? Which Jeffrey?
Chaser Jeffrey.
Chaser Jeffrey? Oh, a couple of weeks from now, well, I'm going to be in hibernation. I'm sharing a room with Jeffrey.
Oh, that's so, we see some action in that room.
Yeah, hot Asian action. That's right. You're right. We're pulling a bear with us. Yeah, we're going to be at the hibernation on November. Actually, hibernation is November 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, up to November 15th.
Go.
Buddy, go. Yeah, but I'm going to be there on that Friday morning. Well, I don't know yet what to do, but I don't know. Have you been to St. Louis before? It's in St. Louis, yeah. So I've never been. So yeah, listeners out there, just let me know if you guys
see the arch.
We did that already, but maybe we'll do it again. The arch is pretty.
Well, you said you've never been to St. Louis. Have you done the arch if you've never been to St. Louis?
I've been to St. Louis.
Oh, I thought you said you had.
I've never been to hibernation.
Oh, hibernation.
Hibernation, my first time.
It's a bear run. It's a bunch of bears getting drunk, having a good time.
Yeah.
Get naked and have sex somewhere.
Well, we'll see. I think there's a bathhouse action on that Saturday.
There's always bathhouse action.
Yeah. There's a shuttle. There's a shuttle going.
A bathhouse shuttle. A bathhouse shuttle.
I think there's going to be a bathhouse shuttle.
Speaking of bathhouses, I've been reading some stuff online, and I want everybody that if you have any good short erotic fiction that you can send us that we can read on the air. It doesn't have to be all clean, but we don't want to get too gross and piss people off. But email it in. It needs to be less than a page.
You can read it, and then we'll comment beside it or something.
Yeah, and we'll start reading it. Maybe once or twice a month, we'll read a couple. We'll pick some of the best ones.
Yeah, give us some stories.
Start giving us some stories.
If you have a personal story, that'd be nice,
too. Yeah, personal story. I saw this. A friend of mine sent me where he'd traveled to New York and wrote about it at being at a sex party, and I thought it was quite interesting. So we'll probably be that'll probably be the first one we read here in the next week or so. So
yeah, we'll put some dialogue in it or something.
What's some dialogue?
I mean,
oh, background moans.
Background moans.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Take it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Suck that tit. Suck that tit.
Just one.
Steve Hurley.
Steve Hurley. Actually, right now, I'm following someone on Twitter right now. Buck Ramsey. Buck Ramsey. He's pretty hot.
Have you seen his post? Did you see my video of Buck Ramsey?
Yes, I have. I think I've jerked off a couple of times with it, too.
See, I did a good video.
Yeah.
Bear.
HD.
High def. Bear on cub action.
Bear on cub action. Actually, we can play it here right now. No, I'm kidding. No. You should see that. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Oh, we'll show you later. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I've been following him on Twitter, and he's been trying to contact people. Anything good in Minneapolis? Any hot sex action in Minneapolis and stuff like that? That's how his tweets are. So, wow.
He needs to come out to Houston. We can hook him up with a video chain here and just like film.
And do a fundraiser.
Do a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right. $50 just to see him fuck someone.
Or get fucked by him. Or be
fucked. There you go. It's a fuckraiser.
It's a fuckraiser. We can do that. They did that with bear films, did that in Oregon. And they're about these four or five bears. They're having sex. I think everybody got to pay an amount, like $50, just to watch them. There were 40 people came, $50 each. So it's a fundraiser by itself. And then when they're all done, everybody came, and everybody all wet and sweaty and stuff like that. Yay! Everybody's applauding. And yeah, it's a good fundraiser. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. Of course, we have to see if that's prostitution.
Is it really?
I don't know.
But if it's for a good cause.
check state laws, but you never know.
Yeah, that's right.
You can call it performance art.
Performance art.
There you go.
There you go.
Interactive performance art.
Yeah, with lots of waivers. And yeah.
Lots you of can't waivers. Touch.
You can't touch. You can't.
But you can share.
You can. You can touch yourself or watching. But you can touch
yourself and you can share parts. Share liquid cells parts of yourself, but you cannot.
God, I really don't know if you can do that. Making an orgy sex party fundraiser. Would be nice.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. If you guys don't have any idea, let us know. All right. Okay, let's wrap this up. It's getting late. Actually, I need to sober up a bit. Because
yes, man. You need to sober
up. I've been drinking. I've been drinking. It's pretty strong. I've been drinking half a bottle of wine already. So
Maynard's lightweight. Hint for all you bears.
Well, I'm Asians tend to be,
alcoholics.
No.
Then little old lady sit there and swirl that stuff back on the casino, on the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing the drinks back, throwing that money on the table and winning. And don't mess with her game because she's going to cuss you out.
We could
in three forms.
We can do counts. We can do, what do you call it, counting cards? No, I can't do that, no. I do like blackjack, though. Anyway, okay, what am I talking about?
We're wrapping this up. We're wrapping this up. Guys, give us a call on the on our phone line, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Or you can always email us at
nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter.
Facebook. And MySpace.
Oh, no, I don't even go mine anymore. That much anymore. So, that. Anyway.
Okay. So, thanks, Tyler.
Thank you
for joining us a little bit and for walking buddy.
Yeah. That's right. Like he's all sacked out.
Yeah,
that's right.
We went for a good one.
One more thing. Don't forget, guys. Send us questions about the Bears Life magazine gold member. The gold membership.
Bears Life will get you a gold member, folks.
Steve-O
promised everyone a gold member.
Ask questions if you have questions. I'll put links on the website on details about it, and you might want to know more about it. We're going to have Steve-O Harris from Bears Life magazine on talk about the gold member. Gold membership card. Gold membership card from Bears Life magazine. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs. Wolf, what a